I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This here is Cinema Classics.
It is. We've got an odd one today.
Wow.
An odd show, odd. I think. And you tipped me off by this internet movie, Becky.
It's available to rent. It's called Becky, a movie about a little girl, 13, taking on a bunch of Nazi guys.
Neo-Nazis headed by Kevin James.
Against type.
Plus a gigantic 6'10" apex.
Yeah, yeah.
A former wrestler.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
He's got a nice humanity.
It's a typical topic for us, home invasion. The tip for us was Kevin James is the head of this Aryan Brotherhood, mm-hmm. of these four convicts who have escaped. Yeah. And he's got a big swastika on the back of his head, mm-hmm. and he's not nice.
Obviously known for his the King of Queens, his sitcom work, and also his goofball movies and stuff that he does with mm-hmm. Adam Sandler and whatnot. Oddly sort of inert, his performance. Feels like Kevin James might be mm-hmm. able to be a very nasty Nazi villain. Is he holding back? Is he right up against his limitations?
Going against his type, he was going to really underplay it, so he appeared menacing. And more menacing than he would be. As some have commented, he trails off toward the end of the film. Yeah. Gets to be a little bit nicer.
No, I think you hit it right on the, that maybe that's what he was going for, is sort of low-key menacing.
Yes.
Kevin James just has that swastika tattoo on the back of his head, and that's all we really need to know.
And they make some mention about the mixed couple, but really, really hands off as far as any of the philosophy. Now, one that I tipped off to you, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yeah.
Is more obviously ideological.
More of a Holocaust movie.
Yes.
I think it is still pertinent to the discussion because, I mean, it's scary hearing some of the same language bandied about on social media, in the press, from the White House. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, a David Tulis Nazi father who takes his family and they move right next to a concentration
camp. Well, he's the commandant of the camp.
Just watching the kid navigate the language of hate and then cultivate this friendship with this boy.
That is one of the most striking endings I have ever seen.
And right up until the end, John, I was thinking, no, this is not going to happen.
And the improbability of the two on one side of the wire fence and the other side, the two of them interacting, improbable. But it serves as, for me, the metaphor of the awakening of the United States, the awakening of the world to what was going on in these mm-hmm. secluded spots. The Nazis, beautifully uniformed. Mm-hmm. Disciplined, scary, and that's why I think your Kevin James film does the same thing for me. There's something so dangerous, something so volatile about the pent-up anger of these neo-Nazis.
Yeah, it's its own type of horror. When you see these, like a group of villains who believe in the same idea. They're motivated by an idea.
That's a great point,
Like, American History X is a movie that maybe some people need to revisit now. That one was an early 90s movie with Edward Norton.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're talking extremists. No matter whether they're Nazis, whoever they are, the extreme is always dangerous.
Yeah.
And what could be more dangerous than concentration camps and eradicating a whole race.
Right. And what could be more fun than watching Nazis just getting mowed down? Becky, did you enjoy the violence?
I enjoyed very much the fact that this 13-year-old girl who was evidencing so much of teenage angst and anger could turn that onto these bad boys.
Yeah.
That takes that formulaic home invasion and does a twist on it.
It's a ridiculous movie, but and we can't have this conversation without talking about Inglourious Basterds.
Of course.
Is a lot more than it looks. Do you think it's just going to be Brad Pitt, Dirty Dozen type? That was the first movie that I think Tarantino really sort of introduced us to this idea of fantasy revisionist history.
Right.
So that gleeful eradication
and
of Hitler at the end.
Even beyond that, Jojo Rabbit attempts to take this very difficult topic, Hitler-centered,
mm-hmm.
and making something amusing out of it.
So, Stalag 17. I mean, we could go on and on. You're right.
Back to the producers, mm-hmm. always evidencing our willingness to play with this almost verboten idea. Humor, as you suggested, is a way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Two movies that we've looked at today, Becky and The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yeah.
You got to take a rest after this.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.